If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
It's Stephen Schleicher from MajorSpoilers.com. Hi, how you doing? Doing all right? I hope you're having a good day. Just a couple of really quick things. I know many of you have been asking for Modern City t-shirts, and they are coming. I promise you, we have the individual character designs. I just need to do some things for some poster art next, and it's really a holdup on my end, no one else's fault. You can find those very shortly. But in the meantime, if you're looking for some Critical Hit merchandise, some Modern City merchandise, point your browser to majorspoilers.bigcartel.com, and that is our official store, and you will be able to find all sorts of cool things over there. Also, if you are into that monthly box subscription thing, we've got an affiliate now with Power Up Box. You'll find their ad in the middle of the Major Spoilers website. It says monthly subscription box. Click on that if you decide to sign up. A little bit will come back our way. And if you're looking for your D&D 5th edition miniatures, whatever that you're looking for, click on that Amazon link and buy away over at the Amazon store. This is unfortunately only good for people in the United States. But every time you make a purchase through that link at majorspoilers.com, a little bit comes back our way and allows us to do more and more week after week. Speaking of more, here's more Modern City. Have a great week, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIP members. Thank you for your support of Major Spoilers and the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. If you would like to become a bronze, silver, or gold VIP member, go to members.majorspoilers.com for more information.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for sharing this episode with a friend. Whew. I think we avoided major carnage last time. As well
major
as...
Major carnage?
Yes, major carnage. He's one of those secret weapons that the McClaneys only pull out on when they have to fight the big guns.
I can take major carnage. Unfortunately, that means that Rob has to fight.
Well, you have to go through Sergeant Slaughter first.
Oh, I right. know. Major Carnage is the amalgam character that kills Spider-Boy's girlfriend.
Yes! And stuffs her in the deep freeze.
Yep. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yes.
Yes, very much so. All right, Brian, where are we going now? We're all driving in a car away from McClaney compound down in Soggy Town.
Yes. Well, where would you all be going?
Away from the McClaney compound.
From McClaney's.
Well, so, if we tried and we couldn't convince the McClaney's, maybe we can convince the Delacroix.
Well, maybe that is the next stop, is to go visit them.
On the way there, we can try and see if we can find some of Taylor's known...
Yep, known associates. Has he been arrested before?
No.
He's
arrest
not
record.
Been arrested. Nope. Interesting. No arrest records on the public net.
Last known residence?
Last known residence. Does it have that? Oh, we just left it.
No. He lives in a place in the...
lives in a place in Modern City.
In Modern City, yeah. He lives in a neighborhood, the suburban area.
All right.
So, but last known residence, that'd be it.
All right. Good part of town, bad part. You said a suburb. Is it still Soggy Town, or is it what you call Arid Town?
Iridia.
Iridia.
No, it's not there either. It's a fairly decent place. It's
all just right.
Middle income area.
All right. Interesting. Wow, look where he's living. The McClaneys must pay very well.
Or maybe he's not just getting paid by the McLeanys.
Well, that's true, too.
Maybe it was above his pay grade.
Mm.
That's why he knocked over a bank.
So what does someone like Taylor's level go for? This level or not? Could he afford something like that on a goon salary?
Bank heist?
On a goon salary.
I don't know.
Do you ever hire goons?
No. But I've been hired, but...
Yeah, as a freelance basis.
But I'm a big deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth swinging by?
I think it might be. And this is the only lead we've got right now. We track him down, we can at least stop the gang war.
Okay. Jetstar, what do you think?
Well, I'll try anything but kicking a hornet. Let's go.
All right. Give him the address.
Mm-hmm. You pull up. It's getting pretty late in the evening. It's all generally pretty quiet in the neighborhood.
Okay.
You come to a relatively small house for the area. Lights are dark.
No lights in the house, you said?
No lights. Okay. Yeah. Seems to be just quiet.
Well... Do we just go up and knock?
I don't think we knock.
Well, we don't even know if he's living here anymore.
It's true.
We just can't kick down the door of somebody who may...
I'm gonna check the mailbox.
Yeah, it's pretty stuffed full with all sorts of old mail.
All of them addressed to Taylor?
Yeah.
Oh, you just broke a federal law, mister.
Yeah, what's vigilantism is also a crime. And?
Okay.
What's his first name?
Timothy.
Anthony.
Anthony.
Or Anthony.
I think Andy. Tony. Timothy.
Tony Taylor.
And Tony Taylor.
Tony Mutton Chop Taylor.
Oh my god, he's got superpowers.
Alliteration.
That's why we can't find him.
Oh, was he wearing purple the first time we saw him? Well, why don't we just kind of poke around the outside really quick before, again, before we just bust open the door.
You want I should walk in?
Ash, man. Sure.
I'm going to walk up the stairs to the porch. I'm going to try the doorknob. Is it locked?
Oh, it's locked, yeah. It's...
Oh, nothing's ever locked. I'm going to walk through the door and unlock it from the other side.
Well, now it's unlocked. As you walk in, you do see it's seems to be pretty quiet.
Does it look abandoned?
No, there's all the furnishings and whatnot. You have your TV and couches and everything.
I'm gonna open the door and lean out and go, "Hey, it wasn't locked."
I look around to make sure that there's nobody next door, nosy neighbor poking her head out looking to see four costume guys walking in and.
Four superheroes just drove up in a muscle car with no muffler. If they were going to notice, you think. All right.
Hey, people could drive through neighborhoods at all hours doing whatever.
It's true. And technically it does sort of, it could have a muffler.
I'll go try and find a master bedroom.
I go to the refrigerator and open it up. What's inside?
Bunch of old food.
Old food, like smelly, like rotten.
Yeah, there's definitely.
Okay. Yeah, he has
very green sandwiches.
He has not been here for a while. Close the refrigerator.
Master bedroom.
Yeah, master bedroom. Pretty much get the unmade bed, but nothing ever seems like disturbed too much. Just
so it doesn't look like he ran in here and like packed in a hurry.
Nah, like a lot of it doesn't seem to be all that many. Nothing's tossed or anything.
Look under the mattresses.
Don't see anything of note there. Some stuff, old boxes, exercise equipment.
Any pictures on the wall?
There's some posters or art, whatever.
No pictures of Anthony?
No. No personal pictures.
Not a big map
of his plans of all the banks with the circled
strings and pins and
dates and numbers and addresses.
Attack here. is there any mail inside the living room?
There's
looks like there's like a a table that he dumps things on that might have something important on it.
So, I mean, there's in the kitchen table, there's some bills and letters, right. But you don't see anything incriminating at all there.
How much?
What about this piece of paper that says, "This is how I will do it"?
If I had done it.
Soon I will be invincible.
Is there dust?
Probably some very fine layer of dust.
Very fine layer? Okay.
The refrigerator is pretty dust right. Everywhere. Answering machine?
Sure, there's an answering machine blinking there, but...
Okay. Push it.
You push it. Basically, just some bill collectors or, power company just...
Mr. Taylor, this is Benefits Collection Services. We're trying to reach you about a personal matter. Please call us back at 800-FAVA-FAV for Wibby Babasimadwa.
Yeah, basically like that. Electric company saying that they need to make a payment soon or else they're going to have to discontinue service, stuff like that.
Suddenly the lights go out.
Why would we have turned the lights on?
Well, but I mean, for the answering machine to be powered.
Yeah.
So, no, it turns out the lights are locked.
Can hey Jetstar, can you do your thing where you phase through and see if there's any a safe or anything anywhere in the walls or floor?
Suppose. Is there any place that looks likely? What about this pirate ship painting? the one of the old man whose eyes keep moving back and forth.
And the frame seems to be really thick and really attached to the wall.
Yeah, look behind
swings
that.
Swings out on a hinge.
And it's got a laser attached to it. I'm sorry, I just didn't want to be left out of the description.
You do some ghosting around. You don't find anything. You do happen to see a small safe in the bedroom closet, but it seems to be empty when you peek inside.
Nothing in there.
Computer?
Yeah, there's an old desktop computer there.
I take it.
Okay.
Lappy 486.
Pick it up and
rip
everything out of the wall.
I'll unplug it.
It's a 25-pin cable. You'll need two small screwdrivers. That
I'll just break the wall.
You're a strong man. Why are you so cool?
What year is it in Modern City?
Hey, they had a new episode on April 1st.
How does one tell a time with boxing accoutrements?
Well, we've got Strong Bad, and he's got an answering machine. It's clearly the mid-90s.
Yes.
So nothing of note.
No.
What's out in the garage? Anything?
There is a vehicle there. It's just basically an old Buick, nothing too fancy.
Nothing in the trunk?
Tire iron, jack, spare tire.
Dead end.
Anything under the seats?
Yep, like everything else.
It's all part of doing the work.
Was there a basement?
Sweep it for blood and
there's not anything much of the way. It's like a small unfinished laundry room down there, but that's about it. No, nothing too big.
With a body in the dryer.
Yes.
It's Tony.
Thump, thump. Thump, thump.
I'll hand him over the hard drive.
Damn it. Oh, okay. Hold on just a second. From out of my glove, I pull a little cable. Connect it to the hard drive. Hear it whir up.
It's a universal cable. Don't worry about it.
It's cool. He built it himself.
Build everything myself, thank you.
Yeah, he made it out of unobtainium.
Anything interesting on the hard drive?
You could get some, definitely a lot of maps of the sewer and everything. A lot of, paths that appear to be charted out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
On those maps, something as an exit point out into the swamps at all?
Yeah, you do happen to see one that has an exit point there. That's seems to be going...
What is this area?
It seems to go out to the sea there. And
just... All right, so looks like from what I'm seeing, there are some paths from the sewer system out into the bay and then out into the ocean. Doesn't look like there's any
recognizable landmarks or buildings or anything in the nearby area, so really he could be anywhere.
No buildings in the ocean to speak of.
No, I mean, he does. I mean, there's no day planner. His calendar doesn't have anything on it.
Well, he was on a speedboat, right?
Yeah.
How far would that thing get?
Good question.
Here's the thing. We're dealing with the sort of mastermind who had, like, a ship pick him up at sea, and he rode out on a speedboat. I say we just give up, and we just beat up these gangsters.
Yeah, that's certainly one...
If we're not, then he's actually probably stopped somewhere to refuel or actually get on an actual ship or airplane after he made his escape. So let's figure out how far he could have gotten.
Okay. Call up the...
Hey. Is there a credit card bill in his mail?
Sure.
Hey, Rumble.
Yes.
Can you run this credit card and see if he's used it?
Sure. Swipe it on my wrist, on my glove.
Oh, just be the account number.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. What's that?
Just be the account number. We wouldn't have the credit card itself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, no, no. It's a renewal trade. It's a renewal slip.
A renewal slip. The renewal card.
It wouldn't be active, though.
That's fine, though. It has the
Well, we could call and activate it if there was electricity in the house.
Access the
there is obviously electricity in the house.
Yeah, okay. So run the number.
So, yeah, you run the number. You see that yeah, it appears to be a debit credit card, and you do see that there's been a recent basically withdrawal of just about all of his money, but had a pretty good amount in there. But that's been the last.
Nothing about it being used anywhere.
Nope, not since then. This is probably about the week before.
Nope, nothing. He's gone.
Well.
He's right. How far can an airboat go?
All right.
Speedboat.
It's a speedboat.
Get on the public net. Well, he was in a... He was in a...
It wasn't a river. It was a, like
he was
a,
in one of the swamp...
No, he was in a motorboat.
Oh, he was in a motorboat in the sewer? Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought he was in one of the big fan
boats.
Okay.
Were there any extra gas cans or anything in there?
In the
boat?
In the boat? The
motorboat?
I was the only one who saw it.
Oh, I think I saw it too, didn't I? Or not?
You might have seen it as it left, but I was the first one down in the sewer.
Okay. Do we know what make and model it was? Motorboat.
I might be able to identify it if I see it again.
All right.
I mean, you don't. You didn't notice any extra tanks at the time, but...
I probably wasn't specifically looking for them either. Yeah.
Color, make, typing it all in. I've narrowed it down to these three. And I read them off. He can't see them because it's all up on my goggles.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of range am I looking at for these boats? What is... I mean, you're looking at 100-plus miles.
Yeah, it's pretty good range.
Yeah, he could be anywhere.
Yeah.
He could be in New Orleans by now.
He could be in another country.
He could be in Mexico by now. He could be in Cuba by now.
Then this is certainly a dead end.
Yep, I think you are right. All right, how about we head back over to De La Croix?
Why?
Got to stop them from going to war.
Their warehouse was just taken out. We just busted up a bunch of their weapons. They're not going after the McLeanys. The McLeanys are going after them.
Yeah, true.
I mean, you can drop them some kind of information and be like, well, they're holding off until we figure out who did this. But guess what? We can't figure out who did this. I mean, they already know who did this. We can't find the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're probably going to eventually go to war when the McLeanys get tired of waiting on us, because we're not going to be able to turn this guy up. Am I wrong about this? Is there some kind of aspect that I haven't considered here?
Unless the Delacroix have some proof that he wasn't working for them.
Which they're not going to have. How would they possibly prove that?
Yeah. And even if they could, why would the McLeanys believe they're sworn enemies?
Yeah.
I guess we take down the McLeanys.
That is the ideal solution. I mean,
Or wait until they go to war and just bust both of them.
Yeah. Call them back. It's okay. You guys can go fight each other now.
Well, I mean, we do have a bug.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the only other big dead end that I've ever run into was whatever happened to the modern man? And that's one I'm still trying to solve.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, seriously, throw it in here. Like, it doesn't look to me like we're ever going to find this guy. He could be anywhere. There's no reason. He clearly didn't stay in his house. There's no reason for him to stay in town. He didn't seem to have enough ties to anybody to want to stay. So...
All right, well, let me do
and
this.
And he did get some of the money, right?
I would imagine so. He made off with quite a bit, right?
He definitely...
Yeah, so I would say turn this guy's name into the
cops. What I'm just... Got the phone open right now. Bring, bring.
Hello, cops.
Hello, cops. It's me, Rumblebee.
Hey, Rumblebee.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going really well. Hey, listen. A big break in the case for you guys. Not necessarily a great thing for us. The person who pulled off the heist, his name is Anthony Taylor. Okay? You can find his picture in the public records. Big, tall, blonde guy with mutton chops. Pretty easily recognizable. At this point, I would put an all-points bulletin out for his arrest in connection with this. It looks like from everything that we've found, he has fled the city and fled the area. So for us, it's a dead end, so to speak. But perhaps you guys will have better luck if you can get his picture out on the police wire thing, and maybe he'll show up in another town.
Well, that's definitely good information. We'll definitely get the word out there.
All right, you guys keep up the great work, and if you guys know anything, you have my number.
Absolutely.
And if we have anything else that we can share with you, I'll certainly let you know.
1-800.
Sounds good.
All right. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Done and done.
So, how do we want to deal with the McClaney?
Are we still in the house?
Yeah.
I'm sitting down on the couch. Like, I got one, like, my elbow on the arm of the couch, and I'm, like, resting my head on my fist.
Oh, head fist? You just want to go in and smash, huh?
Oh, no, I'm bored.
Oh, okay. Well, how would you solve this problem?
I wouldn't. I would just let them kill each other.
Hmm. Yeah, like, but the problem is there's going to be too many people in the crossfire, potentially.
Yeah, but you can fly, and he's invulnerable, and we've got a magic car. We can just load up this whenever this is happening. We'll just load a bunch of civilians into the Jetstar and ride them out of town, and then just let them kill each other.
I'd like to think that they can be rehabilitated, that they can, you know, that they can matter. Just to let them kill each other doesn't seem...
heroic enough?
I mean, yeah. It just doesn't.
Okay. Here's the other problem with this. If, like, right now, you and you and this guy and me, we're basically working for them. We're trying to solve this so that we reduce the inconvenience to them and they don't lose their own people. It's like, if they're going to go to war, it's like, I get the whole, like, innocence being hurt. So maybe we can mitigate that. Maybe, you know, we've got a bug. If we can tell the cops when this is going down.
Sure.
Maybe we can get something in there, but It's hard for me to see why we need to continue to be involved with this.
Well, certainly if this is the end of the road on this, yes, there's nothing else we can do right now. Unless a clue falls in our lap, he said, looking to the sky.
Does he have one of those, like kind of like crunchy ceilings, you know what I'm talking about?
Popcorn ceiling?
Yeah.
The spackle?
Yeah.
Unless there is some clue that just falls in our laps, the only thing we can do is try to prevent these guys from fighting and taking... My concern is innocent lives.
Right.
Right? That is my biggest concern.
Yeah.
So unless we can get them all rounded, the McClaneys and the Delacroix rounded up into a gymnasium and let them go at it there, I don't think that it's, you know... We can certainly let the cops know.
Yeah, I mean... The cops have an APV on this guy,
yep.
And you still have a bug that we can monitor, but...
Yep.
Other than that, I don't... I mean, again, unless somebody comes up with another avenue to investigate, or something else develops, I've got nothing.
He said, looking up the ceiling.
Yeah, because that piece there looks like a... Like a hyena wearing a hat.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch it. Who knows when this house was built? It could be asbestos. Also, looking at free agent, don't eat any paint chips that you see on the floor.
Really?
A planned community.
Yeah, it is. 1953. Lots of lead paint everywhere. That's how evil our city founders were. Secret plot is to dumb us all down from lead poisoning.
Yes. They will all get Alzheimer's.
What's wrong with you people? What is wrong with you people?
Lots of things.
Jetstar, free agent.
He's probably right. Our best plan is to let them go at each other and... mitigate the damage as much as we can.
Okay.
Is it a McClaney we have
bug? Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So we can.
They are potentially going, like, more than likely going to be the aggressors, especially now that we busted up the Delacroix guns.
Yeah.
Did we ever report that to the cops?
No, I don't think so.
Hello, cops.
Because I did make off with a couple of their weapons in the process.
That's all right. They'll figure it out.
That's how I got my sonic bomb.
That's part of how you distracted them when we went to talk to the mooks in jail?
Maybe that's what it was. Hey, got a hot tip for you guys.
I'm pretty sure when they open a warehouse and they find tire tracks and enormous fissures in the ground, they're going to put two and two together.
Well, there are a lot of shots at the end of issues where the cops are all standing around, you know, with their hands on their hips, kind of leaning back with their hat back and scratching their head like, what the heck happened here?
And that free agent shaped divot in the wall.
Yeah.
Man, that hole's so big, a running back could wait a minute. Joe, I think we've cracked the case.
We
you mean this case
that.
Of Schlitz over here?
Is that the outline of Joe Hasenpfeffer?
Yeah, because when he got smashed against the wall, it wasn't like the Heisman Trophy pose.
Hey, wait a minute.
All right. Well, I figure... We got a dead end here. There's something bigger going on in the city anyway. Vigilance is our friend at this point.
Well, yes, we still need to figure out what was up with those zombie gators.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what you told me about your friend. Pointing at Jetstar.
Wherever he is.
Wherever he is.
Friend is... probably taking it a yard too far. Yeah, something. There's something going on. And it's bigger than the Delacroix and bigger than the Planeys. So maybe you guys ought to get some shut-eye. And then tomorrow we can figure out if we're going to do anything. I mean, James Taylor, if he's still in town, will have to turn his head anyway somewhere. Follow his credit card, man. I'm telling you.
Yes, I will. I will keep. I've created an alert that if the card pops up anywhere, I will be alerted instantly. If an EAPB comes up on Anthony Taylor, I'm tapped in. I'll be alerted instantly.
His friends call him Opie.
All right. Well. Need a ride? Need a ride? Need a ride?
Just walk.
Okay.
I gotta rethink my life.
What? Hero life isn't for you? Come on. You've made such progress.
So boring.
It can be.
Do you know what I do when I don't know what to do and I'm a villain?
What?
I just break something.
Mm.
It's just so much easier.
Well, you could go down to the quarry and break things.
No, I couldn't, because if I break something they don't want me to break, it's going to be like a problem.
Might actually be helping them out, breaking up all those rocks.
I might be helping them out. Like, otherwise I have to, like, go down and, like, get a job at the quarry, which just seems terrible.
Well, I think you're doing a good job.
Oh, thanks. Anyway, I'll see you guys later.
All right, bye. Free agent?
Yeah, I'll take the ride.
All right. Jetstar, can we have a ride?
Yeah, all right.
Oh my god.
This would be a great time for me to just Batman out of here, wouldn't it?
Free agent, can I get it right? What?
What? Oh, oh. No, I'm not that big a jerk. You're on the bad side of town, too.
No,
this is an okay. Suburbs. This is an okay side of town.
Oh, you're in the suburbs? Yes. Okay, you're fine.
Yeah.
I will leave then. No, okay. I'm going to drop Don off at the university. And
oh, no, you can take me to my
Joe
house.
Drop Joe off wherever Joe lives. Base housing.
Base housing.
Base housing.
Just drop him off. He has a little box right behind the stadium.
He's got that place above the soup kitchen. Right?
Yeah, or... yeah, probably be best.
I can paranoid his apartment. Way for three blocks.
Yeah. Drop me off at the university. The night janitor's just looking out the door. Why's Bumblebee? Rumblebee just show up. Hi, Carl.
Carry on, citizen.
Hi, Carl. Hey, Mr. Rumblebee. Nice night. Can I help you with anything? No, thank you, Carl. I'm doing just fine. Are you being safe? Are you making smart choices? Yes, Mr. Rumblebee. Good.
Has anyone ever noticed that you never see the Rumblebee and Principal Building together?
So, you make it back to your place?
I do.
All right. As you walk in, you flip on the lights. You notice that you have company.
Uh-oh.
37 Delacroix.
Not exactly.
Still wearing my Rumblebee outfit.
Are you?
I just landed and walked into my secret hive headquarters.
Your secret hive headquarters.
Yes.
Could have changed in the car.
I flew home.
I thought you rode in the car.
They blew up my other motorcycle.
Your other motorcycle.
So you got free agent to ride with Jetstar, and then you flew home.
I rode with him. No, right. Jetstar dropped me off at the university. That's why I had that whole conversation with Janitor Carl.
So that was actually
I love that he's on a first-name basis with the janitor.
Well, so wait, imagine the janitor's surprise. He goes home that morning and tells his kid, Rumblebee knows me by my first name.
I need to see this.
We had such promise.
Carry on. Continue.
Okay, so when you get to your secret hive,
yes,
you find you have an alert.
Uh-oh.
Seems that Don Freeman has some company.
Uh-oh, I better change in my Don Freeman outfit. It's late, right?
Put on the Freeman costume.
Put on
costume.
The Freeman suit.
I put on the Freeman mask over my Rumblebee outfit. Yes. These two big lumps on my forehead. Because that's where my goggles are supposed to be. Hey,
that's what Superman does.
Batman does. It's perfect.
Yep, oh, Batman does do that, doesn't he?
Yes.
No, I
Batman
put on my Don Freeman...
mask over a Batman mask, over a Superman.
I put on my Don Freeman costume, which in this case would be pajamas and a glass of milk, because it's late at night.
Okay.
And I come wandering in.
Are you sure you don't want to, like, go back out and then, like, walk back
into
your
house? Oh, yeah, that's a better idea, huh?
They're not, like...
Maybe it was out on the backyard, just sipping my milk, looking at the stars.
Dun, so. Dun, dun. What are you people doing here?
Nice of you to join us, Mr. Freeman. What you see when you get inside is about a dozen or so gentlemen wearing suits, all seeming to have some now familiar-looking sound cannons. And sitting in a particular favorite chair of yours is a woman in her own business suit, bronze skin, kind of sitting there, templing her index fingers, tapping against her lip.
Now, is she known in the city? I mean, is she would be a recognizable face?
She would be. She's, you know, no one's ever been able to pin anything on.
Right, but I mean, it would be like some head of a well-known mafia family in New York that everybody knows that he's... who he is.
Like Wilson Fisk.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
You'd be Tony Soprano.
Oh, Miss Delacroix. What an unexpected surprise.
Yes. You've been quite busy recently, have you?
I don't know what you mean.
You hardly keep the most surreptitious of comrades, you know that.
I still don't know what you mean.
That's what you want to play it. Ultimately, the question you got to ask is, what can you tell me where we will leave amenably right now? We've had some bad news recently happening at one of our manufacturing plants.
Okay. I don't see how that concerns me.
I'm pretty sure you do. And I'm getting real tired of this game.
You may be thinking of someone that I've occasionally done work with, Rumblebee. Maybe you're thinking of him, but not me.
Very well. As someone who has connections...
Yes, connections is a good word for it.
With a particular B.
Yes.
And someone who has caused us a great deal... of manpower and additional income. Just got a server error. And as you're someone who admittedly has connections with him, I want to know what's been going on. Well, you, right now, we are mainly focusing on trying to recoup some losses and see what we can do about some competition from getting too aggressive right now.
You know, honestly, I wouldn't worry about the competition. I think they're a little bit preoccupied with one of their own people. Who I would imagine has nothing to do with your organization.
That is in fact. But if they don't have anything to do with us.
Yeah, I really, at this point, if you don't try to do anything to them, I would imagine that they're not going to have anything to do with you. It just seems to be, you stay on your side of town, they'll stay on their side of town. You, if you wanted to call up, this competition that you're talking about, then I'm sure that they would explain what's going on. They're really having to deal with their own internal matters right now is the word on the street.
I see.
I mean, those are interesting weapons. I did have a chance to take a look at something similar to that the police showed me from the bank robbery. It's interesting that those weapons were used in the bank robbery.
That is something that concerns us.
I would wonder how someone who works for competing organization like yours would get their hands on that if that person was not somehow involved with your organization, which, you know, in the eyes of the competition, really could be a big problem.
That it could.
I don't know if you have anything you could share with me that I might be able to pass on to certain contacts, connections, etc.
Well, if it would help, But we'll let it known that we have lost a number of our prototypes that we had based our manufacturing upon.
Ah, okay. Curiosity. Just, you know, professional interest, honestly. Doc Freeman have Doc Feedback have anything to do with those prototypes?
They are based on work of his.
Oh, but he didn't build the prototypes that you use to create your factories? Or factory. I don't know anything about what you do, but
his expertise was elicited.
Okay. Any idea who stole your prototypes, or were these the prototypes used in the bank robbery?
That is what we believe. We would like to know how they managed to get a hold of it.
That's what I would like to know, too. It would seem, and I'm, you know, I'm just a poor university professor that does have a couple of patents. But it would seem to me that you have somebody on your own organization, very much like your competing organization has an internal personnel issue. Seems like maybe you have that as well.
Yes.
And have you looked internally?
We've definitely been making inquisitions.
And how is that investigation going?
That is an internal matter. We shall be keeping a hold of that information.
So, really, how can I help you? I mean, I'm really kind of tied up with university work, so I'm not really for hire right now.
You have been considered as well, but knowing your hobbies, you pretty much were assumed that you would not be amenable to being under contract with us.
No, not really. Sorry. Thank you, though. I like
wish
to
let it be known
uh-huh.
that if there's any more infractions such that it has been done earlier today, the next visit will be far less friendly.
I see. Uh-huh.
The only thing preventing us from acting out at this time is the potential bad press of anyone that could be tied up in these events. Perhaps a university professor.
I would honestly say that, you know, providing that you are not doing anything illegal, I would see no reason why anything would befall your organization. Shipping, import, export, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, if you guys are not doing anything illegal, I don't see how you would get into any trouble.
If we do face any more trouble, we will visit upon back you.
Well, again, I just, you know, I do some consulting work here and there, but really, honestly, I think you really want to talk with Rumblebee. I can pass along. Is there a phone number that I can pass along to him to call you?
I think we're done here.
Okay. Thank you so much. So just so I'm clear, you guys had nothing to do with this bank robbery.
We did not.
But there may be somebody internally that did this.
We must have a link somewhere.
Okay. And, you don't plan on any kind of a hostile takeover with this other company?
We are trying to do what is best to maintain the balance that there is.
Oh, excellent. Then I think the balance is to stay over there, and they'll stay over there, and everyone will be happy.
If certain other parties also stay to their respective areas.
Well, I can't talk about any other parties.
Okay, we're going to be leaving.
Oh, one more thing. Why'd you kill your wife? No. I've been doing some research with the biology department regarding our problem that we have in the swamps.
import-export, you have to go through a lot of those areas quite a bit. Notice anything strange goings on with the with our zombie gator friends?
Nothing that we've noticed any anomalies.
Okay, well, you know, I just thought that maybe if you did, that you'd share some information that I could then share with our biology department. Research.
Sorry, I don't believe we have any such information at this time.
Okay, great, thank you. Well, I'm so happy that you stopped by. I mean, very rarely do we see someone of your business stature come and meet with someone like me this late at night. Me in my pajamas, you in your business suit.
You have a good night.
Well,
Mr.
you
Freeman.
Do. You do too.
Be careful next time you decide to take a walk in your pajamas.
Well, yes, definitely with the increased zombie gator attacks. Thank you.
They leave.
Whew. Yeah, big sigh. Whew. Hey, Jetstar, did you see any of that?
Well, I think you may not be quite as sneaky as you think you are.
Yeah. That or somebody else has been sharing information.
But who else has it?
I can think of somebody.
Who?
Somebody who used to be a villain.
You think?
Who knows?
Well,
what's done is done at this point. I'll continue to play dumb.
I'll say this.
Or innocent. Or dumb and innocent.
It seems like Evangeline may be a little more on the ball than Paul McClaney.
Well, yes, definitely. She's really a lot... that organization's a lot better put together.
Yeah, but the problem is, we've created a huge imbalance of power. Now
well,
the McClaneys have super equipment that the Delacroix don't.
I think we could probably fix that.
Do we want to?
You know, I think as long as everyone's staying on their sides of town, we should be okay. Unless you want to go with PDK's solution of letting them kill each other, which I'm not a big fan of.
Well, the kid's got a point on the one hand, but then again, if organized crime has to exist, maybe if that organized crime was in the pocket of somebody a little less crime and a little more organized, say, someone who could help to keep the Delacroix out of trouble as maybe a silent partner.
Oh, I don't think they'd take any of my money.
I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about whatever that stuff you do with your techno mojo.
Yeah, I wouldn't really feel comfortable with that.
We go into partnership with the Delacroix. The Delaneys are taken out of the equipment, and then
McClaneys.
We... Yeah, the Delaney McClaney. McClaney-ladies. I'm from Texas. I don't know how this works. Just a thought.
It's fair.
Well, the other thing that we have to be concerned about is if they both take each other out and they're weakened. We still don't know what's... I'm still not convinced that that bank job is the end of that story, and I would hate for some other entity to suddenly step in and become... the problem that we don't know, as opposed to the problems that we do know.
That entity could be us. And if, for instance, you were to give the Delacroix some non-lethal equipment that would give them the technological footing again, not only could we take down the McClaney clan without as much violence, that equipment might suddenly cease working at a point where you were to decide that to happen.
Hmm. Something to take into consideration, but I'm not really ready to step over that line yet. I mean, I don't think the modern man would have ever done anything like that.
Well, the modern man's been gone a long time.
Yeah, it's something I definitely have to sleep on. But I guess the more pressing issue is, do you think that they're going to do anything preemptively?
And I'm not sure I really like the threat of on my life if you guys do something that I didn't know about.
Well, I imagine they are going to do something. I just don't know what.
Yeah, well, it's my life on the line at this point. I'm not a ghost. I'm not invulnerable. I'm not whatever he is. Invulnerable psychonic powers.
Yeah, but you have an edge in that you got a ghost and you got it invulnerable and you got a psychotic.
Mm-hmm.
All, you know, have a stake in making sure that you don't get overly rumbled and or ventilated.
Yeah. Well, let's think about it.
And if you do happen to die, I'm sure I can show you the ropes.
Yes, all right, I'm sure. Not something that's going to happen anytime soon.
Rumble boo.
It's better than the booby.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian. Thanks for coming to the last episode of Critical Hit, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, man.
We will not recover from this.
No, we won't. In fact, I think that's probably a good spot to end this episode. A little bit shorter this week, but that's okay. Thank you, everyone, for downloading, listening, and sharing it with a friend. Podcast at MajorSpoilers.com if you have any questions. And thank you to everyone who is a Major Spoilers VIP who make this episode possible so that we can continue to provide it free to you around the world. And until next time, here's hoping Rumblebee doesn't get killed.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.